We are joined by a UFC lightweight, former interim UFC lightweight champion. He is the number two UFC lightweight contender. He is number eight in the pound-for-pound rankings. He was named the recipient of the inaugural Forrest Griffin Community Award last month. He is the founder of the Good Fight Foundation. We are joined right now by Dustin Poirier. Dustin, it is great to have you on the show. How are you?
Great, man. Doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Dustin, great to have you on. Listen, in fact, let me reset that. I want to say before we talk about your win over Dan Hooker, it's such an unusual time. So how are you and your family doing during this really, really unusual time?
We're good now, man. We're in Louisiana. Things are opening up a little bit. Obviously, we're still being very careful, but we're all healthy and everybody's good.
Good. Dustin Poirier, my guest. All right, so going back to the fight you had with Hooker at the Apex, it was a legendary fight. Take me back to before you stepped into the cage that night. What kind of thoughts were you having and what kind of a fight were you expecting?
I was expecting a fight similar to the one that played out. You know, I knew this guy. This was the biggest fight of his career, the biggest opportunity that he's ever had. You know, a win over me would have set himself up as a legitimate contender for the next title shot. And I knew he was busting his ass to be as prepared as he could be walking into the octagon that night. You know, I've been in the position before where I'm facing a guy higher in the rankings and everything matters, you know, in fights like that.
So you knew what that meant to him, but you also knew what it meant to you, especially coming off a long layoff. And I want to hit on that in a minute. But there was this great moment after the third round when you asked your corner, "How's my hair?" What's going through your head at that point?
You know, just because you're in a fight, you know, you got to keep the main thing. And the hair, I just needed to know if I was looking good or not.
I love it. We're talking to Dustin Poirier. That is that is the main thing. You have to keep the main thing. All right, so you come into that fight after a long layoff. And not only a long layoff, but you were coming off surgery. You had a ton of physical therapy in order just to get back in the cage. So how were you feeling mentally and physically in that fifth round of a battle, a war?
I felt good. I was a little tired, a little hurting, but that's what fighting's about. That's what you know. I expect to feel like that in main event fights. And but the road to get to that point, the road to get to the fight night was tough on me, man. It was the longest layoff of my career. Had, like you said, a very serious surgery and a lot of physical therapy just to put myself in position to be able to do a training camp, much less push through the training camp. So I'm grateful, man. I'm healthy now. I'm feeling good, and I felt good on fight night.
So what was that like, that whole process? If that was like the most challenging time of your career, were there ever points where you thought to yourself, man, you know, I've had an amazing run. I've made my mark. My legacy is intact. For who? For what? Or were there never days like that, and did you always just push through?
You know, right after the Khabib fight, when I knew I needed to have surgery and I was coming off that loss, I'd be lying if I said there wasn't some down days. But anything I commit my mind to and focus on, I make happen. And I knew I was going to have a tough road back to the octagon, but I knew once I got in there that I was going to get my hand raised again. There was no doubt in my mind.
Dustin Poirier is my guest. Also, afterwards, you had a great quote. Quote, "A fight isn't a fight until there's something to overcome. We fought tonight." I love that quote. It seems like listening to you right now and watching your career, my sense from the outside is you've got a pretty good understanding of yourself as a person and as a fighter, and you know what you can do. But does that go up another level when you fight through everything that you fought through just to get to that fight, and then you fight through another five rounds of a fight like that, and then on top of that, you find a way to win?
It feels good, but like I'm not proving anything to myself. I know that I have that in me. I know I have that ability to dig down and push through adversity and suffer more than these other guys I'm fighting. I know I can do that. So I'm not surprised. I just, honestly, I just want to be out there performing to the best of my ability. If I can reach what I'm capable of doing, I know I can be the world champion. It's just going out there and executing, really. To me, that's what I focus on.
Hey, Dustin, that point about you're willing to suffer more than the other guys who are out there, like, what is that? Are you wired for that, or did you learn that?
I'm built that way, but I learned that I'm built that way through going through things like that. Like when I'm digging down and pulling out a round after losing a couple, I know that I have that within myself, and I found that out just through years of fighting and years of growing and maturing as a person. I know I have that in me, and I don't always want to show it, because that if I'm showing it, that means we're in a dogfight, and I end up in these kind of fights a lot.
Dustin Poirier, my guest. And then how much of that is about physical toughness, and then how much of that is about mindset?
You know, I would say mindset would be more than the physical toughness part of pulling through those type of fights. You know, your mind is the strongest weapon in there. And if you can keep it in control and stay steering it in the right direction, and you know, it's easy to in those adversity, when adversity comes around, it's easy to start feeling and thinking to yourself, oh, I'm tired, or, you know, oh, if he gets a takedown, or there's moments in the fight where you can accept positions or you can make something happen. And I think that's all mindset. It's all digging down and being confident and being focused on the moment that you're in.
Dustin Poirier is my guest. You also said something I thought was really interesting as well after the fight. You said that if you could fight without a crowd for the rest of your career, you'd do that. I find that interesting because a lot of fighters say, hey, man, I tap into the energy of that crowd. Why do you think that you're even more effective without it?
I feel like there's no distraction. No fans hanging over the rails when you're about to walk out, yelling stuff at you, spilling beer and being crazy. It just takes one more distraction out of the night, you know, because I'm there to execute and perform, and I'm trying to stay locked in. But whenever there's an arena that's empty like it was when I fought, and you get there right before you fight, you wrap your hands, you start warming up. It's just for some reason for me, you know, and every fight is different, but it was just one less obstacle on fight night to get over.
You know, I get it. I mean, like almost essentially every single athlete and coach I've ever talked to in my entire life, one of the first things they always talk about is eliminate distractions. You also had another great line. Dude, you had a lot of great lines after that fight. You had another great line. When you said the fight was over, you started immediately think about your family. Quote, I can be the tough guy, travel all around the world, fight these guys, get in bloody fights. I can come home and still be dad. I can play Barbies. It's not too much either way. It really balances me out. So, I mean, that's a great balance to have, and it's not an easy balance to get. How have you gone about developing that balance between work, especially when your work is your work, it's a violent work, and home life? How'd you achieve that balance?
I achieved it by doing it. By learning on the job and fighting and in parenthood, you know. I'm just in a good spot with that balance. It puts fighting in perspective. It kind of gives me a break at times from being the tough guy and being surrounded by fighters. Like I said in the quote, when I can come home and just be dad, I don't have to be the diamond. I don't have to be the tough guy, the cage fighter. I can just be dad. We can watch cartoons and I can play Barbies and be a father to a little girl and not even think about fighting, because it's really hard for me any other time of my life to not be thinking about fighting. It's always in the back of my mind. I'm always thinking about something that has to do with combat sports, whether it's a positional thing or who I'm fighting next or what it's going to take to get me to align myself with another title shot. It just never stops. The wheels are always turning in my head. So when I can focus 100% on something else and give myself a little break and spend time with my daughter and do other things that gets my mind off of combat sports, I love it, because I need that, because it's hard to stop this crazy brain of mine, man.
Right, and it wasn't always like that, right? As an example, you recently told Teddy Atlas that there was a time when fighting was your life, but now it's a part of your life. Like, when did that change, and how does that change feel? Like, is that a weight off your shoulders? And in fact, if you care a little bit less or you redistribute kind of some of that, does it make you a better fighter as a result?
It does, and I think we're seeing that. And I think it started happening, you know, when my daughter was born, and then I kept the juggling and balancing act up. Was trying to be the best father and also be the best fighter and the best husband and all these other hats I wear. Just like I said, it puts fighting into perspective. It's just something I do very well, but it's just part of my life. Whenever fighting stops, I'm still going to be a father, and I'm still going to be the president of the Good Fight Foundation, and I'm still going to be a husband. You know, realizing that and growing up in the sport and being more mature now lets me put it that way and lets me think of it that way. And I enjoy it, and I love fighting. But it's going to stop one day, and these other things will not. So I'm just enjoying the ride, you know, of everything.
Before you go, Dustin Poirier, my guest, I was going to ask you next about the Good Fight Foundation. In 2018, you and your wife started the Good Fight Foundation. For those who are not aware, what is the foundation about and what inspired you to start it?
Me and my wife started the foundation 2 years ago, like you said, after I had started auctioning off some of my fight-worn things. I used to just auction it off, and then I would donate the money myself to causes in the community that I saw. And we decided to start an actual foundation and give it a name. That way it wouldn't be just like Dustin Poirier donates money to here or there. We can actually give it a name, identity, and try to raise money and let it grow naturally and see what happens. And it's done that, man. It's by far grown quicker than I ever could have imagined. And the goals we've met last year were amazing. You know, it was the first time we went outside of the United States. We went to Africa and got some wells dug there and bought a tribe some land. And you know, it's just amazing because it started off so small and so grassroots here in Lafayette, Louisiana. We were doing small things like donating the food shelters and just to see the road we've traveled in this short of time and how far the Good Fight has reached and the word has spread. It's amazing. I'm thankful, grateful, and I can't wait to see, you know, what this thing turns into if we keep pushing it the way we are.
What a great cause. That must feel amazing. And you mentioned Lafayette. You've been awarded the key to the city of Lafayette, Louisiana. What's it mean to you to be from Lafayette and representing them now on the biggest stage?
It's an honor. You know, I do it with pride, and I'm trying my best to do it the right way and give people the real insight of what we have to offer and the type of people we are, honest, hardworking, blue-collar people who like to have a good time and like to support local businesses, like to support our culture here in Acadiana. And like I said, man, it's an honor to wear the Acadiana flag and represent Lafayette, Louisiana on the world scale.
All right, so one last thought. You made the point that in your career right now, you want to make or take fights that mean something, that add to your legacy. So if you're thinking about legacy going forward, what does that mean for who you'd like to fight next?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the options will be when the UFC comes back and starts, you know, sitting at the table to make these matches. It needs to be a really big name or a title fight. I've been doing this for 10 years in the UFC, and I still love fighting, but I want these fights to mean more than just a fight. Like, I don't want it to just be about a show and win purse, or I want it to be really mean something. And I know I'm on the back nine of my career. I've been fighting for a while. I have 40 fights, and I want these last 4 or 5 years to really mean something every time I get into the octagon, not only for me and my family, but for the goals that I'm trying to bring awareness to and raise money for, and for my career. You know, I really want to leave a legacy.
He is the number two UFC lightweight contender. There's no doubt you're going to do that already. Number two in the lightweight division. He is number 8 in the pound-for-pound rankings. He was the recipient of the inaugural Forrest Griffin Community Award, which is a great honor, and the founder of the Good Fight Foundation. Dustin Poirier, my guest. Dustin, really good to have you on the show. Appreciate that conversation a lot, and I hope we can do it again soon.
My pleasure, man. Yeah, you guys shoot me an email. I'll be back whenever you want me.
Love it. Good stuff, man. Should have done it sooner. Dustin Poirier, my guest. We're always going to talk UFC on this program.